producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Dr. Kirby Surprise. The book is Synchronicity. And what you're telling me here is that with these tests, if the people conducting the tests are influencing it, how do we test anything unless we just do so many trials it averages out?
That's exactly why we have peer-reviewed research and people replicate each other's experiments. Now, some things are more prone to this than others. Anything with a psychological component is much more likely to produce a synchronistic event. You know, a lot of pure physics, though, also produces this. For instance, there's an experiment called the electron slit experiment. Most people have seen this in high school. They make two slits in a piece of paper, and they fire an electron beam towards it. And you get a pattern on the screen on the other side of the slits that's, sort of waves. So all these millions of electrons land, but they tend to form in bands. And the question is, why is that? Because individual particles should just sort of like go through and hit in one spot. So that's why they say things are particles and waves, because you're looking at an interference pattern. The electrons are interfering with each other, and they produce this nice wave pattern. Now, something really weird happens, though, later. They found a way to release a single electron at a time. So only one electron is going to go through one of these slits and hit one tiny spot on the little phosphorus screen. Even releasing one at a time, these electrons form the wave patterns. Now, that's freaky enough that an individual particle is also acting and interfering with itself. But beyond that, they found that the electrons will tend to land more where you're looking for them. Now, think about that. Electron gun releases an electron, flies through the air, passes through one of these little slits, but it lands on an area of the screen more often where you expect it to, where you're looking for it. That means that your attention has altered time. It has gone backwards and altered all the conditions that led up to the exact circumstances that electrons release and to hitting the screen. Now, Roger Penrose, who was Hawking's math teacher, basically, brilliant physicist, actually lays out a bunch of scenarios. And one of them is, yes, we are influencing reality. The most maddening problem in physics right now is can be represented by the letter U, two lines, and the letter R. What we're seeing is, and this is verified dead to rights, particles don't seem to exist until you look for them. Now, they have no idea what to do with that. You know, there's no math that describes where the particle was in the universe before you looked for it and it showed up at one location. That is also the central problem in all of philosophy and spirituality. It's called the one and the many problem. How is it that we are individual beings, and yet we know that there's a unitary whole that we're a part of? How do we do that transition? Everybody wants to be God and light and being. There's no math for it.
It's holographic nature, obviously. And we're looking at some sort of non-local, sort of implicate order, sort of Bell's theorem, David Bohm. We're looking at instantaneous effect from doing some sort of causal event that impacts a particular particle and any particles associated with that, regardless of distance or space-time. It just instantly, according to my limited understanding of this, there's a non-local effect that it would suggest some sort of holographic interrelatedness or web, if you will. So it makes sense to me, and synchronicity would just be kind of a generated version of that is able to be assimilated and recognized by, you know, an individual consciousness.
Well, here's the thing. One of the problems that Jung had was he thought that these events were generated by something acausal beyond normal time and space. These one or other models are inherently flawed because it makes a statement and then has no bridge. So, for instance, to say that we have a consciousness that can bridge into larger areas doesn't actually describe what's happening. Now, in the book, I marry theosophy and planes of consciousness to physics. Now, yes, it's unprovable and it's off the rails, but it works. So, for instance, there's a lot of people that are saying that, you know, we have more than one body we use. There's an emotional and a mental form, and that these are forms of energy, and that the planes of consciousness are actually our emotional energy, mental energy, and spiritual energy in these forms. If this is true, then what some people would say, and what I've done in the book, is say that, well, let's pretend for a second that you're psychic, okay? You have clairvoyant vision. If you looked at the person next to them, you would see them enveloped in this egg of energy. And in that, you would see all kinds of forms and colors coming and going. What you're seeing is the thought and emotion of the person in what they would say would be astral mental energy. Now, if we say, for instance, that these energies correspond in physics to what they would call N and M space, they exist inherently at a higher light speed than our normal reality. So, for instance, speed of light is the rate time passes in the physical world. Okay, it's basic, you know, general relativity. Now, if these energies exist, then these temporary forms in metaphysics called thought forms are made of matter and energy that are already moving faster than light. They have a range in time. They create gravitational bending effects that change probability. So when you concentrate on something, the thought and emotion become one of these dense temporary forms, and they have a gravitational effect on the probability around you, which is mental plane energy. Now, as strange as it sounds, you know, explanations do not have to be correct to be useful. For instance, for thousands of years, our ancestors built, you know, stone temples to see when the stars were in alignment so they could plant their crops. So they knew exactly when to plant. Practical, good information put to good use. Their understanding of what the stars are was completely wrong. You know, it was light shining through from heaven, or, you know, the spirits of their ancestors. They didn't understand what it actually was, but they saw a relationship, and once they gave it an explanation, they could manipulate the explanation to useful effect. Now, synchronicity works this way. You know, if you realize you're looking in a mirror and that because you have some choice about which thoughts and emotions you choose to focus on, then you have some choice about the tonality of the events around you. Again, 3 to 5% doesn't sound like a lot of influence, but it's like compounded interest. Over time, it can be quite a lot. This also has implications for people's philosophies. Like, you know, everybody knows somebody who's got a fundamentalist belief system, either religious or political, obviously nobody's here, that is crazy. You know, how could you believe that? Well, the reason people get into chasing these mythological loops is because, you know, let's say you're a Pastafarian and you believe in the flying spaghetti monster, okay? So what's going to happen if you're a true believer is you're going to look in the environment for verification of your belief. And because your mental process produces reflections in meaning in the environment, you're going to see events that seem to confirm your belief system. So people shape themselves into this crazy stuff because they're seeing reflections and automatically assuming that it's real just because it shows up in the environment.
Let me ask you more about that in our next segment. We have Dr. Kirby Surprise. The book is called Synchronicity, and you see where we're going in a lot of fascinating places and a lot of fascinating possibilities. You're here with Gene and with Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Just to remind you, everyone, we have a second radio show we want you to check out if you haven't already. It's called After the Paracast. It's available exclusively if you're a subscriber to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We're on a fascinating journey with Dr. Kirby Surprise, Synchronicity, the Art of Coincidence, Choice, and Unlocking Your Mind. So you're telling us, Dr. Surprise, about people focusing on something and seeing confirmation even if the idea is perfectly wacky.
Right. You're not looking at reality. You're looking at a reflection of what you're thinking.
Okay, so the issue I would have there is, how do you know that what this is just something wacky that you're getting obsessed with and not something that has an external reality?
Well, that's why I become a scientist, because I wanted to know what was real. I became obsessed with, how do I determine what's actually real or what's likely to be true? So, for instance, a really bad scientist will do research and then tell you how things are. That's bad science. Science never tells you what's true. What science will tell you is what statistically is most likely to be true, what the margin of errors are. You know, it will give you, basically, it makes you a really good gambler. So, for instance, when Ryan was doing his dice experiment, he has a thing called a p-value, which is the probable relationship between, you know, whether this is real or not. And he ran in values into the millions to one. So you use real science, statistics, to see what's most likely true. So if I see an outrageous coincidence and it's got a message for me, well, what I do is, what's the actual likelihood this is to be true? Now, my own politics tend to, you know, be really humanitarian and liberal, but when looking at the nature of reality, I become immensely conservative. So, you know, if a series of synchronistic events tell me that non-corporeal extraterrestrial aliens are teaching me physics, well, my thing is, well, how likely is that actually to be true? Okay? You know, if something wanted to teach me something, it would just, like, show up and teach me. It's like, what's the actual proof? You know, and people's logic falls down there a lot. I mean, they'll just say, like my friend, the client who, you know, thought he was talking to God. Well, that's the only explanation he had. Did he actually do anything, try to do some research, run some experiments, you know, set up some conditions to see what happened, keep a journal? No. He jumped to the thing he could already believe the most easily. And what I'm saying is that this is a really great journey. The journey in reality is, who are you? Who are you really? What is your own inner self like? What does your unconscious think about? What issues are you processing? And these things can all be done with synchronicity. You can use synchronicity as a window to your own unconscious. Now, one of the amazing things is that, you know, what we know of ourselves is only the tip of the iceberg. Like I said, the conscious awareness is like the size of a walnut. The rest of those systems are relatively automated, but they're there. And you can start to look at the synchronistic patterns, the way you interpret things, the way your experience has caused you to filter things, and you can start to see your unconscious and even transpersonal, those things that transcend us, patterns in synchronicities.
Let me interject something here. And, you know, my last comment was trying to equate the interconnectedness or the, I don't know, just there's some semblance of non-locality in that, you know, transpersonal element. I think that connecting element is what really gives connection between quantum physics and implicate order and non-locality, and this transpersonal ability of consciousness to, you know, sort of manipulate identification of your own process. It's almost like chicken or the egg. You know, what is actually manifesting what, or which realization is actually based on which realization? It sounds really good in theory. How do you propose actually harnessing this? First of all, identifying it, and then actually, you know, proactively harnessing this quality of our existence.
Okay, well, two answers for that. The first is, I wrote the book to show people exactly how to do that. It's very practical, and it works. There's two parts to that. One is, you know, not believing everything you think. Okay, so the first part, it was written for people who are either have a touch of psychosis, or they've been meditating too much, or they've had a breakthrough, and they have an explosion of these events, and their life is starting to tank because, you know, if you don't realize you're looking in a mirror, the stuff gets pretty intense. So I wrote the book for people who experience the events, who need a grounding, who need a logical reason of how this works, that it's not unusual, it's not unsafe, it's not scary, it's completely normal, and what the general pattern is and what to do with it. So the first part is sort of, you know, normalizing the experience of people that are having these events, explaining to them what they are, the physics and metaphysics and psychology of how they're produced based on known neuroscience, you know, and psychology. And then there's a bunch of exercises that say, you know, what do you do with this? You know, if it's not just self-knowledge, you know, how can you play with this? Based on, you know, whatever your spiritual understanding is, we have tremendous depth. There's a lot of stuff going on underneath conscious awareness that we will never be aware of, because the conscious part of the brain is not designed to know everything. It's designed as an adjunct processor to all the automated systems. So with synchronicity, a lot of it is creativity and play. Now, the unconscious knows things we don't know. It takes in little sensory data and it sees patterns that we don't. It sees things that we repress out of our awareness because we don't want to deal with it. It also filters things from outside of us, I believe. For instance, people talk about psychic phenomena. Well, my view is that we're sort of like antennas pointed into space. We're like these gigantic radio telescope arrays. We collect all this vibrational signal in them, but in order to understand them, we run them through a computer whose programming can produce a visual image that we can relate to. In a lot of ways, I think that's what our brain does. We have all this stuff going on outside of conscious awareness, but we have this brain programmed well or poorly with its own stock of symbols and myths and patterns that can take those vibrational signals, turn them into something we can understand, usually as a story. I mean, everybody is the hero of their own mythological story, as Campbell would say, and then gives it back to us in a way that we can see and relate to. I mean, many people understand that a huge amount of mythology, like, you know, the Greek pantheons, you know, they weren't really about gods. That was like sort of the plebeian understanding. They were stories that tell us how to live in the universe, that you could look into the universe and what's happening in your life and go, well, I remember this story that talked about this and what it was like.
Now, the one thing I want to bring up, and we'll get into this in the next segment, is that people take that and put that into the hands of divine beings that they then worship. Let's get into more of the possibilities of that as we continue with Dr. Kirby Surprise. The topic on the table is synchronicity. We'll begin to have your questions answered that you posed in the Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
So, Dr. Kirby, surprised when you were talking about that, about these examples that were cited here. Is that kind of merge into religious beliefs?
Yes. Well, let me give you two exercises in the book that illustrate this. So, the first one I call All the World is a Stage, a line from Shakespeare. Now, these synchronistic events do not just do simple direct reflections. That's only the very beginning. They reflect entire mythological patterns, entire storylines, hidden family dynamics, all kinds of stuff. So they'll also assume personalities for you. You can talk to the environment as if it's God or Bugs Bunny, and you will get a response in that personality. So, for instance, one exercise, All the World's a Stage. In your everyday life, you pretend that you're basically on a holodeck, like out of science fiction. Your reality is being generated by a computer system, and there's a crew of people helping you with this stage show that you're starring in. Now, if you look out into the environment and go, oh, well, I've got a support crew behind the walls of reality that's arranging these events for me to communicate with me off stage about what's happening in the play that I and the people around me are engaged in. You look into the environment and you will begin to see synchronistic events that are sort of waving at you, like, hey, yeah, here we are. And then you, like, pretend that you're in communication with the events that you have this stage crew going on. And it works. It takes on any character you want. Now, the exercise that is after that that pisses people off is called talking to God. Once you realize that you can talk to the events directly, that you can carry on conversations with your unconscious. Now, one of the things our brains does is we create replicas of the people around us inside our memory, and they actually act like people. That's how we know what your brother or parent or friend is going to likely do. We have a model of them in our supercomputer that we run things by, and it acts like we think they're going to act. So we talk to, you know, these other characters in our heads to determine what we think that they're going to do. So instead of a stage crew, in the talking to God exercise, you look out to the universe and do as so many people do unconsciously already or have been taught to do. You ask God to flag you with an event. Say hello, let me know you're there. If you watch, pretty soon you start getting these events that have the personality structure of a deity behind them. Now, it's really interesting to give someone this event as a therapist, you know, give them this exercise, and have them come back a couple of weeks later and say, yeah, you know, it's angels and all this stuff is talking to me and God, and it's, you know, all this amazing. And it's like, yeah, but, you know, dude, I gave you the exercise to show you that you're creating this yourself, and now you're creating exactly the thing that we set up. And they go, oh. If the person's relatively open-minded and doesn't have, like, a fixed delusional religious system going, they're kind of amazed, and it means that, you know, they can have all these great creative possibilities. If you give this exercise to someone who's devoutly religious, it's going to piss them off, because if they actually do it, they're going to realize that what they've been communicating with is they're part of their own unconscious. Meditation, there's a meditation called the Ishvadeva meditation. So, for instance, in some sophisticated Buddhist meditations, they have a pantheon of gods. Your lifelong meditation is to move up meditating on these various gods. All of them are actually aspects of the human personality that you're meditating on to learn about. You're unlocking this aspect of your own inner self. Eventually, when you get to the top of the pyramid, there's a single deity, the Ishtadeva, which is all the most positive qualities you can imagine in a godlike figure. The final meditation is you let go of that, and you realize that all this was part of your own structure. My personal belief is that if people could understand that when they look into the world and see their own beliefs, their reality is not as concrete as they thought, it opens up a great possibility for understanding and compassion amongst people, you know, when you don't have to be right about anything. One of the things that I've learned over and over again as a neuroscientist is that anything you experience can be wrong. I've worked with thousands of people who hallucinate. Their hallucinations are as real as the room you are in and the person you're talking to, because the same neurological systems that build this reality for you in your normal, healthy waking consciousness are the same systems that build your dream environment and the same ones that create hallucinations for people. Anything that you experience could possibly potentially be a hallucination. One of the things that we've evolved into is the frontal lobes of the brain, the executive functions, are not supposed to be sure about anything. What we're designed to do is, say we're like with a spear in the grass tracking an antelope. We're never quite sure what the camouflage is, and if we wait to be absolutely sure, we miss our shot, or we get eaten by the lion. Our brains are designed to make a guess. When the preponderance of evidence is enough, then you must act as if you are sure. One of the neurotic things to happen to people, though, is they have a belief system which they never let go of the hunting stage of being sure. We're supposed to take action and then step back and evaluate, well, how'd that go? Was I right? Lots of people can never let go of not being right about something. Synchronicity is a very humbling thing because you see all these strange patterns, and then you got to figure, well, what's actually real? You know, knowing that, you can be wrong about any of it. The consistent thing, though, is if you look for it, that pattern absolutely will show up.
Well, we create, in a sense, our own reality, which I guess makes things difficult. Do you believe at all that there is one central consciousness or supreme being?
You know, there's a lot of definition there. Like, for instance, different ways to produce synchronicity. One of the worst is through prayer. Because when you pray to something, there's an unconscious assumption that there's something out there, that it has a personality, and there's a whole bunch of rules of relationship involved between you and whatever it is you're envisioning that you may not be completely aware of when you start that. I do believe that physics is telling us that there is only one field of energy. I mean, we're looking back at the first trillionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a second before the Big Bang and trying to get the math straight for that brief period where all the forces, matters, and energies were completely non-separate. we know that at the very beginning was absolute unity, you know, and that all the different fields and forces differentiated out of that, you know, after the bang, after the temperature started to drop.
Yeah, but why?
Well, you know, good question. You know, I think that we look out into the universe and that we are not designed to understand it all. You know, even physics right now is going, well, gee, we've got the Higgs boson, and oops, wait a minute, there might be flavors of that that gives mass to the particles, but there may be whole universes of energy of particles that don't interact with the Higgs boson, and therefore the particles have no mass and are tachyonic. You know, they have no location in time and no speed limit. Now, we are mammals. Our brains were designed to think in patterns that keep the organism alive and allow it to reproduce. As such, we have a certain sort of size range in the universe. We're not really designed to fully comprehend things on subatomic scales. That's why quantum physics is damn confusing at times. Or at very, very large scales, like universal energy releases and black holes. Because we don't live there. The brain didn't need to do that to survive. Now, we try to develop mathematical models, which are, math is a language for precisely describing things. So we try to make descriptive models that will allow us to sort of take it down into sensory ranges we can think about. Everything you can think about is based on juggling stored sensory information. All of your memories and thought process are based on things that came in through your senses and that you break up and reassociate with something else and add to something else and process, modify with something else to get ideas. But we actually think in terms of sensory data. The universe itself isn't made of that stuff. It's like people look for meaning in the universe. Well, the universe doesn't have a meaning.
Well, we're not going to have a meaning if we don't break. We're going to break right now. We have more to talk about with Dr. Kirby Surprise and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Dr. Kirby Surprise with Gene and Chris. The book is Synchronicity. Chris?
You know, we've got a number of I think, enthusiastic posters at forum.theparacast.com, the question bank, where our listeners are able to ask our guests questions that we then post. Okay, there's several, I think, that we've already covered, but here's, I think, a real fundamental one that makes a lot of sense. And this is from Spectre 73, and they say, I would like to ask if he believes that there is a deep-rooted need for us humans to believe in synchronicities. And, of course, you have to kind of give the caveat that, you know, there's X amount of people out there that don't even know what a synchronicity is. So it's very difficult for them to have any belief in it. So I'm not sure, you know, what kind of answer you can really give to this question, because there are some up-to-speed folks that really, you know, have a sense that, you know, there's something going on out there that is a meaningful coincidence. And, of course, that's where Jung came up with the kind of loose term synchronicity. But do you think there's a need for us to have to believe in that, whether we even know what it is or not? Or
I think that it's a normal form of perception. Most societies, you know, before modern Western philosophers and scientists got all anal about it, synchronicity was no big deal. I mean, everybody operated their entire lives on synchronicity. So, for instance, the Greeks believed that there were certain special stones that if you beat them with a wet olive branch, you could make it rain. Now, that's a form of synchronicity because it works. If you sit there and beat the rock long enough, it's going to rain. You know, it may take you months, but eventually it will. People always have seen these coincidental events. You know, one of the oldest cave paintings in the world in Latourie, France, is the shaman dancing in a stag mask. Now, the reason the guy is dancing in a mask is because they realize that there's a connection between what we do and what we run into in the environment. So he's trying to make the game appear for the tribe. Synchronistic events, this belief in magic, so to speak, has been the way we've always run things until almost right into the 20th century. Now,
so it's almost hardwired into our genetic makeup, basically.
It is indeed. Now, in psychology, there's developmental stages. We call them epigenetic stages because, you know, you go through stage one and it remains intact, but it's added onto by the next stages. The adult can do everything the child could do, you know, and more. Now, in this culture, though, we do this act of cognitive castration on people. You know, when they're 3, 4, 5 years old, you know, we show them Disney movies and tell them to wish upon the star, and if you only believe and want it enough, you know, magic happens. And then, you know, they get to be 8, 9 years old, and we say, well, you know, look, kid, we kind of lied to you. magic is not really real, and you don't have any effect on the environment, and what you want doesn't mean anything. We're going to teach you job skill, and you can forget all that other stuff. Well, the reality is that the child was right. You do see reflections in the environment. You do see the unconscious teaching you. All this stuff happens through synchronistic events. You actually have to be trained not to look for them, which is the amazing thing to me. And here's a caveat for your listeners. You know, buying the book or not, if you realize this is actually how it works, and you go out and you create your own synchronistic mythology. I mean, I walk through, you know, dozens of these things a day, and usually there are something the unconscious is telling me that's useful or funny, you know. Once you understand how this works and you live in a world where you understand you're seeing reflections, you can't turn it off again. It's like suddenly being aware of the color blue. Well, you can't go back to not knowing it's there. Synchronicity is normal, natural, you know, state of consciousness. It's supposed to be in operation all the time. The fact that people don't see it is just because, you know, they've basically been beaten into belief systems that don't allow for synchronicity's existence. And if you don't believe it's there, it's going to oblige you and not show up as a reflection.
I kind of wonder when I hear stuff like this, whether as children, before we're polluted with the world-weary knowledge of our parents and others, we have innate abilities that we just accept. But as soon as it's drilled into us that this is not right, we have to become religious, we have to accept the straight and narrow, we lose all these capabilities.
Where's Peter Pan when we need him, her?
Well, you know, it's absolutely, we are taught not to think about things. And listen what happens to the typical child, or my client that says he thought he was talking to God. I mean, you know, if you tell somebody you see these events in the environment, you know, you're going to probably label with a psychiatric disorder. I mean, the fact that, you know, I had to go out and become a licensed psychologist, you know, study neuroscience and be able to explain this from neuropsychology, psychology, metaphysics, and field physics, and get a rational explanation before it be taken seriously. And the response has been great. I've got physicists and educators from all over the world who are going, wow, yeah, that is how it works. You know, well, but unless you can come up with, like, some creds, your buds are going to tell you you're nuts.
Okay, well, here's a question from a listener who posted at forum.theparacast.com. They just signed up here last week, Invisible Interaction. And this is their first post ever, as they say. And they're wondering, what does Dr. Surprise feel the implications are with regards to the fact that after not a large amount of time, you purportedly created what would, I guess, effectively be called a tulpa? Have you created anything else along those lines since you've written the book? And he's suggesting that any tulpa-related talk with regards to your previous experiences would be great, and gave hashtag Tulpa Talk as a place to maybe do that later on. But I was not aware that you were able to create a tulpa. You want to talk about that?
Sure. So tulpas are thought forms. Those patterns I talked about in the aura that you can see, people thinking and feeling, those are tulpa. Tulpa is just the word for a thought form.
I thought a tulpa was a thought form that manifest in a nuts and bolts manner in reality.
Well, they all do. I mean, you can put energy into them and get some effects out of them. If I want to create a long-standing synchronistic effect, I will create a tulpa. Now, let me finish this piece.
Well, first of all, define tulpa, because, you know, Alexander David Neal claimed that she was able to manifest a tulpa that helped her carry her baggage. And actually got a little belligerent when she tried to sort of decreate him. Are you talking about
She created a Friar Tuck image. She didn't create the image to carry baggage, and you're not going to get him to do that. You can't make enough energy that way to move stuff. What she created was, she was lonely. She was in the highlands of Tibet, and she was looking for a companion. So she created this image of Friar Tuck that she could see, nobody else could see it. And over time, though, the tulpa degenerated. It became thinner and kind of meaner and not as, like, jovial. And what happened to her, which I actually talk about this in the Synchronicity book, is she was alone, a woman, in, you know, basically in the wilderness in all these misogynistic societies, and she was constantly in danger and worry, and she needed some companionship. So she created this thing out of what she thought was the best qualities to focus on. You know, Firetuck is jolly. He's, like, harmless. But the thing was, eventually, the unconscious fears and anxieties that were attached to the image, the reason it was created, began to manifest. And she eventually had to get rid of it. And, yeah, I've created stuff like that, that people who are sensitive enough can see it's there. But it's, you must understand what these things are actually made of, though. You're taking emotional and mental energy in your own field, and you're concentrating it. Now, in the same way as, like, say, if you watch a baseball game, and then you go to bed, you close your eyes, you can see the game, right? You can see images still. Your brain is still processing. If you have a powerful emotion, enough attentional energy is put into it, enough emotional valence is a neurological term, you're creating a form that doesn't simply instantaneously dissolve as part of your stream of thought. It remains in the aura as an object. That is a tulpa, is a thought form.
Well, that's almost like a poltergeist.
Right. Now, the art of them is, like, if you leave them in the aura, they create synchronistic events. You know, they work quite well. It's also an ideal way of sort of programming your own psychology, because they are images and colors and feelings all wrapped up. So you're using sort of a code language for doing your own, you know, neural processing and programming. Now, if you detach the thought form into the environment, you kick it out of the aura, it becomes an independent tulpa, but it's sort of like you created an android. It's like R2-D2.
Okay, we'll talk about R2-D2 and more. Or we will. Dr. Kirby Surprise with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.